This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of a cannon today, I have so many things I want to talk about. You got a cannon? Andy there, Todd? Any, you want to fire that baby up? Shoot me right out of the cannon, and then we'll kind of decide from there what's most important. You can rank these.
Why would I shoot you out of a cannon?
Well, I feel like I could be shot out of a cannon. I have so many things I want to talk about today.
Right.
So are you ready to fire?
Kind of hard to do that after you've been shot out of a cannon, I hear. But
yeah, I guess. Hi there, folks.
It's welcome to metaphor, but
Thursday edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind. A lot to talk about today. Guess what? You get to decide what out of this matters to you. Todd can weigh in too. And thumbs up, thumbs down. Don't care. Middle of the road. Whatever. Here's some quick ones. Okay, you ready? This is called What's on Your Mind. So we want to know which of these is on your mind today. Okay? And if there's others, lay them on us. Sarah Ottie Coleman is going to be here in a little bit, by the way. At bottom of the hour from the North Dakota Department of Tourism. And there are a lot of efforts underway to highlight various spots throughout North Dakota to visit as things warm up. So can you think of some you'd like on the list? We'll tell you a list here in a little while with Sarah here, but I'll bet you've got some on there. There are so many awesome little nooks and crannies of just beauty that is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Really is. Everywhere around us, you can find it. So that's one thing. Just, you know, how many great places we have to see and visit and check that box. Another is in the news today, you're going to hear this a little bit because it's official now. The Boy Scouts have a new name and a new logo, and the Boy Scouts are no longer the Boy Scouts. This is one of those things that just make me weep for the future of this country. Yeah, that's jab one on the cannon. That was me flying out of the cannon. The idea of the Boy Scouts can't be the Boy Scouts, because some Girl Scouts might want to be in the Boy Scouts. It's just, you know, again, the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Interestingly enough, that thought coincides with the National Day of Prayer and a call for unity. Remember, we talked about that yesterday with plans for the National Day of Prayer today. And there's events going on all over North Dakota. If you go to their Facebook page, National Day of Prayer 2018 ND or something like that, you'll find one near you. Everybody's doing something at different times, and I think that's wonderful. You know, that whole situation of having to change the name from the Boy Scouts, that'd be a good thing to add on that Day of Prayer list in my mind. Something else. Another shot of the cannon coming at you. Old Legacy Media. Old and Legacy, I think, pretty much the same thing, right? You got to come up with some name for the mob, the jackals in the media. They are obsessed with Michael Cohen because he's an attorney for Donald Trump. They're obsessed with Stormy Daniels because they love those kind of stories. They love them. They love them. They think if they can get you to believe that Donald Trump is some kind of a vagrant and is hanging out with the women of ill repute, that somehow you'll go, okay, I don't like Donald Trump anymore. I guess I like Barack Obama. I sure wish Hillary Clinton would have been elected. So they are just all over this story like, you know, rats on a piece of cheese. Yeah, thank you. Her. I don't want her as president. But in the latest little tidbit, you probably have heard it no less than 100 times if you've been following any news source at all today or watching this online. Maybe 150, maybe 200, is that Michael Cohen, the attorney for Donald Trump, made a $130,000 a payment as part of an agreement in their eyes to a woman that was lying about them. All right. And I don't like the fact that this happens, but rich and famous people, since other people know they're rich and famous, become targets. And they know that if they prey on them, they might get some money from them. They're a good target. You know, hey, if I come after you, I might be able to get the... Anyway, we don't know what happened. Nobody knows what happened in this endeavor. Donald Trump has gone to great lengths on Twitter today to say that, you know, there was not an affair. He wanted to make sure people knew that there was never an affair here and that this was... I mean, he explained this in his way, saying... it's very common among celebrities, people of wealth, in this case, a full force and effect agreement used in arbitration for damages against this woman. The agreement was used to stop the false and extortionist accusations made by her about an affair. Despite already having signed a detailed letter admitting there was no affair, prior to its violation by her and by her attorney, this was a private agreement. Money from the campaign or campaign contributions played no role in the transaction. Do you care about this? Does this matter to the future of the country? Will this determine whether or not we build a wall or don't build a wall? Whether or not we continue to build the military up to the point of being able to defeat ISIS that had gained in strength under Barack Obama? Does it help get a deal with North Korea? Does it fix that disastrous Iran deal? Just drives me right up a tree. In fact, it drives me out of a cannon, Todd. But it does. It makes me want to be shot out of a cannon because I'm so thinking this is... Now, again, these are my thoughts. If you disagree, please tell me. Please tell me, no, Scott, this is really important. This is really important. Donald Trump previously said that he did not reimburse his attorney for this. Rudy Giuliani came out and said there was reimbursement. I think we're now debating the definition of reimbursement because there was a retainer, a monthly retainer that is paid. So, for instance, I don't have to explain retainers to you. You get what I'm... If we're talking about this... If we're taking the bait on this, if we're paying attention to this, the people who want Donald Trump to fail at all the things he promised he'd do and has started on, they'll succeed. So I think it's crazy. And I also want everybody to understand, I don't know what happened between Donald Trump and this woman. It happened a long time ago. I think the President of the United States has demonstrated himself well as president to conduct himself in a proper manner. I've seen nothing in his time as candidate or as president that said, you know, what is he doing here? So does he have some things?
Stop calling her Stormy, by the way. Her name is Stephanie.
Not to Byron Dorgan, it's not.
Really?
Not to all the other Democrats. Oh, yeah, Byron Dorgan, he couldn't wait to...
Oh, so a party calls her by her porn name, and then
he couldn't wait to come up to me fast enough to say, the future's looking a little stormy for Trump. Some little thing like that, yeah. This is Byron Dorgan, former, you know, senator from North Dakota. One time...
Careful,
region
storms
North Dakota,
can go ways you don't want them to go.
You know, they're obsessed with it. It's fine. Here's what I believe, and you tell me if I'm wrong. I did not vote for Donald Trump thinking Donald Trump was a perfect person. A lily white human being who'd never done anything inappropriate in his past. I voted for Donald Trump as someone that was not afraid to go take on the establishment that stands in the way of so much of what we believe in, what we cherish about this great country. A fighter. Somebody that's going to get in the arena and go get it done. Get it done. That's what I voted for. So this isn't like a moment in any way, shape, or form. This is further recognition that a whole lot of people want to take this man down.
Didn't we just have a president doing that in the White House not that long ago?
Well, and it was no big deal because it was consensual. So, that's what we were led to believe. But it's different because it's a Republican who did it years ago, not even in the Oval
Office.
This isn't in the Oval Office. All right. So just a little commentary on what you're going to be hearing a lot about in the news. One other issue, and then I want to know if any of this is on your mind or you agree or disagree with any of this. There's a story in the front page of the Fargo Forum today about a proposal from a Fargo City Commission member, Tony Gehrig, who wants to eliminate special assessments in North Dakota. Gone. Get rid of them. Bad idea. We're one of like 7 or 8 states that even have these. And he thinks they're a really bad idea, that we just should not have them at all. Do you agree special assessments ought to go away? I want to have a little conversation about that, too. Interesting proposal. To pay for things another way, obviously, but this one might be worth spending a little time on. That and more today on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal, 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
All right, you found out what's on my mind. Now I want to know what's on yours. 258-0550 is our local telephone number. Tell me. 258-0550. You can also text us 701. This is mine, 367-2054, 367-2054. Todd's is 226-8503. All right? Tell us what's on your mind. A few of you have already done that. That's wonderful. We are brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. You know the good folks at High Plains Apache, don't you? They know spraying. So when you need a sprayer, who do you want to go to? You want to go to the pros. You need support from the folks who know spray application. And the bottom line is nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers, High Plains Apache. Mandan, Frontier, actually south of Fargo. It's in Frontier, but I'll tell you an easy way to know where you're going if you're looking for the High Plains Apache location. They're exit 60, I-29, south of Fargo. That little development in the southeast corner of that intersection there where the big Walmart is on the opposite side, that little development, southeast corner, is called Frontier. Now you know. But they have the tips, the parts, the service, the full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment online, too, at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. All right. Brent is calling from where? Where are you calling from, Brent?
Binford,
what's on your mind today? Yeah.
Well, just a couple comments. First of all, Scott, good to talk to you. I really, really love your show, and I appreciate your tenacity. Don't give up. And
thank you. I never will.
Yeah. The Stormy Daniels thing, I can sum that up pretty quickly. I really don't give two hoots. The hypocrisy on the left continues to baffle me. Bill Clinton was doing this while in office. And you can debate what he was doing, but it was no different. And he was impeached, and the left stuck their heads in the sand. It just boggles my mind. So that's that. I guess the other thing I wanted to mention, people need to understand with Donald Trump, we didn't elect this man thinking that he was a saint or up for sainthood or anything else. We elected somebody to change Washington. And I think you see it on a daily basis. That's what he's doing. We have to all keep in mind he's not a politician. He's a businessman. When he does things like the tariffs on soybeans and things, you have to look at it. The way I look at it is when you go to an auction sale, you don't start bidding at the price you hope to get what you're bidding on. You bid low. Well, he's a businessman. He asks for more than he's expecting or hoping for, and in the end hopes to get what he wants. So it's a different philosophy we have to have with this man, and that's the way it is. So,
yeah, and I think that's what, I mean, again, I want to know if I'm wrong when I say, similar to what you're saying, that folks did not go to the polls saying there is our moral compass,
no.
Right? And,
right.
And by the way, if you're ever voting for any elected official for that, you're going to, in my mind, be disappointed more than you're not. I mean,
exactly.
there's plenty of good people there, but it's not what you elect somebody to a position to be, right?
Right.
You know, it's a different realm altogether. And I think you're right. I think most people just recognize that, yes, there are personal flaws there. I've not seen any of those personal moral flaws myself as a member of, as a candidate or as a president.
And I
do think from a lot of faith leaders that you hear from that there is, Ben Carson told me personally, at the Republican convention, last Republican convention leading up to his election, that Donald Trump was new to faith, was a baby Christian, right, and was just taking all this in and was learning and surrounding himself with a lot of faith leaders and listening and learning. And I think that's a good thing. You know, I think that's a really good thing. It's obvious the First Lady has a strong faith. So does Mike Pence. So, you know, it's there. I think that's good that it guides them, but you don't vote for him for that. You know, vote for him for, hey, what am I going to do? What are you sending me there to do? And boy, he's performing big time on that, which is why I guess everybody else wants to bring him down, right?
Yep, exactly. Yep, and then, you know, I guess a little bit of a word of warning. I see what's going on in Washington, and they've become unhinged, and I think what we're seeing from them is just going to be a relentless, continuous siege on this president. Heaven forbid we lose the majority this upcoming election, you're going to see a relentless pursuit of impeachment. I mean, it's going to be something like we've never seen before. And it's the old lie, cheat, steal, act first and ask for forgiveness later, although they never ask for forgiveness. So I think, unfortunately, we're seeing we're seeing their future plans in action. So,
a lot of common sense. Go ahead, Brett.
Go ahead. Well, one last thing I wanted to ask you, and this is changing the subject a little bit, and I apologize. I don't get to listen to you every day. I'm off seating right now. But Drew Wrigley was on with you when Jim Comey was under fire here. This was a while ago, obviously. And Drew, who I respect, however, I was a little disappointed, kind of tripped all over himself, gushing about what a wonderful man Jim Comey was. Did you ever hear anything back from Drew after all this is shaken out? I mean, Comey has obviously proven to be a liar in my mind and a political hack, but have you ever talked to Drew since? I'm just curious on that.
I have. I've talked to Drew, but I've not talked to him about that. I almost forgot about that. I think I'm trying to remember that was the first time where we kind of scratched our head over Jim Comey saying, what's with this guy?
Yeah.
And as I recall, you know, Drew said, you know, at least what he'd seen in his time, the Justice Department, that he was a stand-up guy and didn't agree with the decision in that case, but didn't think he was, I don't remember the terms he used, but it's certainly worth asking again, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just curious. So.
Interesting point. Drew will be the next U.S. attorney from North Dakota at some point. Just a matter of, I guess, paperwork and getting his nomination official and out. We talked to Senator Hovind about that the last couple times he's been on and let us know that he supports Drew as the U.S. attorney and looks forward to him in that post. It's just a matter of time, and you'll see him. And again, that's sort of the way that things are. I mean, you've got Senator Hovind explained that well last time he was on, saying, you know, both these guys, the current U.S. attorney, who decided he didn't want to be a political appointee, so didn't put in to be considered as the nominee because he wanted to stay as a civil servant. So then if they decide to put in a political appointee, which they have in Drew, then that would obviously bump him out of that post.
Right.
But, so I think all that'll sort out soon. But we're blessed. We have some good folks in law enforcement for sure. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Brent.
Yep.
A lot of common sense in Benford. I love it. Let's get back to seating. Clint in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. Was just calling about the Stormy Daniels thing, and I think one thing that bothers me, you know, it's pretty clear that we elected a man that, if you ever walked by a newsstand in the 80s and late 70s, I mean, this Donald Trump character has always had things going on with women, but you know what? He's always seemed to take care of his end of the deal. I don't think he's ever been accused of being a rapist or anything like that. But my question is, in the name of things that have gotten forgotten, I haven't heard any more whatsoever about our taxpayers' dollars paying for these members of Congress that were actually harassing women. What happened with that?
That's a very good question, Clint. Let me do a little digging on that, because you're right. We haven't for a while, and we should, because that was crazy.
Thanks. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better, your body responds better. Do you know in hot water you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thinking about a machinery auction, I want you to think about Pipers. The team has been really bringing the prices for folks right now. So, doing a lot of equipment auctions, and they've got a perfect system, well-oiled machine. They use that Steel North Dakota Auction Center of North America. They have the online bidding. Of course, do them on-site, do a lot of them. Really working well right now. Mark your calendar for July 19th. They have a big consignment auction that's happening in Steel. Love that location. Can't miss it right off I-94. And, of course, land auctions for forever. They've been known as the land management, the land auction company. Today, about an hour and a half from right now, Dickey County, they got 397 acres being auctioned. Glad you should know about that. And then coming up, McLean County, 160 acres, and much more. So check those out. A lot going on. Pipers love to send you a catalog. You call them at 877-700-4099. They'll send one out. Land auctions, crop, pasture, hunting land auctions, Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, McHenry counties in North Dakota, farm and construction equipment auctions in Steel and Bowman, Spearfish, South Dakota, Albany, Minnesota. Pipers.com has all the details, or 877-700-4099. All right. Promised you earlier we're going to take a little time to go on a vacation here on What's on Your Mind from all these crazy news headlines that we'll be returning to later in the program, but give us a little bit of a mental vacation anyway. It's nice outside. We can start thinking about what's out there. Sarah Ottie Coleman joins us on the program. Next week is North Dakota Travel and Tourism Week, so we wanted to give you a little preview of all of that. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much for taking some time to join us. Before we get into kind of some great spots to visit, let's just talk about the tourism industry in general in North Dakota, the travel and tourism side. How are we doing?
You know, it's an important part of our economy. So many times I think people kind of just discount it. They don't realize the impact that it has. It's solid, steady growth. It's been the third largest industry in our state for a number of years. When you look at 22 million trips, the research that we did the last time we did the research was 2015, 22 million, you know, trips, spending, you know, over $3 billion and generating $327 million in taxes. You know, it's a huge impact, and it's statewide, which is the beauty of this industry. Every single county benefits from the visitor economy and visitor expenditures.
If you had to break that out, travel, you tell me what it is, but when I think travel, I think hey, I've got a meeting in Bismarck, and I'm going to go stay there, and, you know, I might venture out a little bit, go to Fort Lincoln and do something that's kind of fun there, or Watford City. I've got some meetings there, but I'm going to see the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park. But I'm there for a business meeting. I'm traveling for, you know, a purpose or to find, you know, either a meeting lined up or to, you know, traveling salesman, yep, whatever, versus, yep, somebody, yep, that says, hey, I'm on vacation. Turn it all off.
I'm leisure.
Leisure. So break down those two for me.
I will. It's, you know, it's all part of the travel and tourism industry. People travel for lots of reasons. You know, if I had, I would be afraid to add up the dollars that I've spent traveling for my sports, my kids' sports events over the last, you know, 10, 15 years. You know, people travel for a lot of different reasons, and we don't put that in silos when we talk about the economy. We measure the economy as a whole, and that would be business travelers. It would be, you know, people that are coming for formal meetings and conventions. Like you said, folks that are just going for business meetings. It'd be sports travel. It'd be all of those kind of things, people that are coming for events. But we do focus our dollars primarily on inspiring that leisure traveler. The convention and visitors bureaus across the state, however, work really hard at meetings and conventions and making their destinations, you know, competitive for the sporting events and the tournaments and all those things. Well, you know, we do some of that, but for the most part, we focus on the umbrella marketing and branding of the state so that then they can be more successful too. So, you know, if you're doing some branding and some general marketing, you know, yeah, you might not motivate that family that week to pack up and drive across North Dakota from Chicago. But if the Bismarck or Fargo CVB's in there, then bidding for another convention and they're deciding where that's going to go, that all elevates that. So it really works together, and it's kind of hard to put it into individual silos.
If you did break it out, is the growth across the board? So in other words, you know, more people going to Medora every year, more people going to the North Unit of the Park, more people going to all of our tourist sites. I mean, is the tourism side growing?
Solid, steady growth has been if you look at the trend line of travel and tourism, especially, of course, as you compare it to energy and ag, the other two leading industries, you're going to see pretty, you know, just kind of a steady incline. Not huge growth. I mean, some years obviously more dramatic than others. And we were down. The NDSU research on the 2016 showed that the travel and tourism industry was down when they compare the contribution to the state's economy. But we were down just about 2%, which was the least of any industry. So, you know, there again, we're not completely insulated, and there are factors that affect us, you know. I mean, you know, the oil definitely impacted business travel in the West. The Canadian exchange rate definitely has impacted the number of times those Canadians are crossing the border to do their shopping trips. And so, you know, no, we haven't, you know, we haven't seen dramatic growth, but over the long picture, it's been slow and steady. And the last couple of years, we have been down slightly.
Sarah Ottey Coleman with us. We're talking North Dakota travel and tourism. It is next week, by Governor Burgum's declaration, North Dakota Travel and Tourism Week. And I understand you're tying this in with a national tourism week as well. What's the significance of that?
Yeah, the U.S. Travel Association has done National Travel and Tourism Week just kind of as that annual salute to the industry for 35 years now. And so, every state does something during that time. And again, I think it just highlights the impact that the industry has. People often don't think about it as a major economic contributor. And so this is an opportunity to talk about that.
Interesting. Now, if you had to rank and pick, sort of like asking you to pick your favorite kids, what would you say are the, well, I guess we could just do it by the numbers. That gets you off the hook. To say, where are they going the most? What are the top destination spots in North Dakota?
Well, when you look at the national park, that has historically been the number one destination, in terms of visitor numbers. And, solid growth there, good numbers. They didn't peak, last year they were down just slightly, but that was the record-breaking year the previous year. Then, interestingly, the next kind of cluster of major attractions are the venues. And those are the Ralph Engelstad, the Fargo Dome, the Bismarck Event Center, because they attract not just residents, but also visitors, and in big numbers. You know, when you add them up over a year, you think about how many concerts or how many hockey games or football games or events that were hosted in there, that those tend to be the, you know, other high ranking attractions. Of course, then you've got the North Dakota Heritage Center, you know, which always has strong visitation. And then you've a number of other museums and state parks then would be on the top of the list too. There are a few key parks that just drive a lot of visitors every year.
What would you call sort of the well-kept secret? What are the nooks and crannies that are maybe off the beaten path a little bit, but that are growing in numbers?
Well, I think the Pembina Gorge is a real surprise when you're especially if you're in the Red River Valley and it's flat and you're not seeing much, and then all of a sudden you drop into the gorge and it's just a beautiful area on the nice hikes, great hikes. You can rent paddle boards and kayaks and canoes and go along the river there. So I think that's an area that a lot of people are not very familiar with. Since we're up north, I might take you a little bit further west to the International Peace Gardens, which is celebrating their 85th anniversary this year. So they are our namesake, our nickname in statute. We are the Peace Garden State. So if people haven't been out to see the Peace Garden for a while, that would be a good one to hit this year. They're doing an anniversary celebration the weekend of July 14th and 15th. But I'm sure they'll have, they always have concerts and events going on throughout the year up there. So those would be a couple things that I would check out if you haven't.
By the way, I am embarrassed to say that while I've been within inches of both of those spots on many occasions, I've never visited either.
Well, there you go. I nailed it for you. We got your summer planned, at least part of it.
I'm self-reporting that I've not been to the Pembina Gorge, and I literally have been so close to the Peace Garden many times and whatever, just busy going and not doing it. So having a chance to take them in, but both would be good just for a little excursion, right, to get up there and take it all in.
Yeah, and the nice thing about the growth, we were the number one growth market for hotel developers nationwide for a number of years, but it's really a buyer's market for visitors right now. You can get beautiful new hotels statewide for a bargain price. So I would, that's another reason. And we'll be pushing that, with gas prices being up a little bit, you're definitely going to make up for it with reasonable, nice hotels available statewide. So we'll be pushing that pretty hard as well.
Sounds great. All right. Well, anything else you want to tell us about next week, or you want folks to know about North Dakota Legendary?
Well, of course, if you're looking for vacation ideas or even just a few getaway weekends, if you've got spring fever and ready to get out and explore, I'd encourage you to go to ndtourism.com. You can search there. You can go on you can search for events. You can search experience however you want to. But another thing I might mention is that we're unveiling a new video series called ND Travel Matters. And it's a fun little snippet, short videos that showcase, the visitor experience kind of from the eyes of people that you don't necessarily think about being in the travel and tourism industry. But, you've got Mike from Laughing Sun Brewery talking about how he gets people in there every night from out of state and how he is catering to those visitor needs. And there are just several different, everything from historic sites to breweries. We're just doing little video snippets on those. So I'd encourage people to take a look at those.
Awesome. And only about a half a minute left, but the relationship with Josh Dumal continuing to pay great dividends for North Dakota?
It is. He's been busy this year, has had a few movies out and has another one coming out. And so, definitely exposing, us to a whole different audience that is attracted and interested in him. So we feel like it's a great relationship and have extended that, and we'll do some more stuff with him this summer.
Sounds great. Thanks for all the good work, Sarah. I appreciate you and the team at the Department of Commerce and the Tourism Department doing some good work here.
Well, it's fun. It's fun selling our state.
Pick a spot, folks, and do like me. Pick one you haven't been to and get there. Sarah Hottie Coleman with us on What's On Your Mind. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi. Chevrolet. I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indie Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response for my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest-priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Top of the hour, back on What's on Your Mind. That's the name of the show. You found out what's on my mind today, and I'm curious what's on yours. Keep those comments coming at 258-0550. Curious. That's a great trait, isn't it? To always be curious. Keeps you asking questions. Keeps you learning. 258-0550, the local number. Text us. Me at 367-2054. Todd at 226-8503. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind, the man who has a plan for 2018 to build 100 flagpoles all across North Dakota. And the thaw is starting to come out of the to the ground, and we can start getting serious about that goal, right?
That's correct, Scott. Thank you very much. And just as happened in previous years, people in the wintertime, they're like, well, I might give you a call as soon as it gets warm. Boy, are they doing that, Scott. I just ordered a pretty large order of flagpoles, and I couldn't be happier.
That's beautiful. We'll keep chipping away at that goal then, right?
I think we're over 30. And they're good poles, though. There's poles, good poles, and they're a proper display of our American colors combined with engineering for our environment. But, Scott, I just want to touch on today, if I could, on this National Day of Prayer. I ask that we be attentive to past sacrifices and accomplishments as a guide to our future. Through the Lord's offer of sacrifice, we can see others who offered a sacrifice of freedom and the individual of the United States collectively. And we're celebrating the people of Forbes, North Dakota. On April 29th, the board members of Cato, I just lost my screen. I apologize. Well, the Forbes community come together, and they're going to have a prairie monument that signifies the sacrifices of all of those that have given so much on the prairie, and the prairie life is dedicated to the past, present, future life of our prairies. 5 black granite plaques will display history of the prairie community of Forbes, prairie education, prairie history, prairie faith, and honoring the U.S. military and community veterans, sponsored by engraved bricks honoring individuals, families, organizations, and businesses of our prairie area from the 1800s to 2018. There's 2 gentlemen that lost their lives during World War II, Nicholson and Gurdon. And I just ask our listening audience to join me in giving thanks for the men and women who gave so much that our children have a hope of the American dream of power, love, and a sound mind, Scott. And we celebrate the goodness of America and the goodness of the sacrifices given by our Lord and given by our individuals collectively.
Fantastic. Way to go, Forbes, North Dakota. There's a good inspiration for lots of other folks as well, right?
Well, sure. They're remembering their past so they can guide their future. And they're asking people to remember and to teach their children of this life doesn't really represent what actually made this country come into an existence. And right now we are offered many very nice comforts that they didn't have. And thanks to them, we have them. But as Ronald Reagan said, we're only one generation away from losing liberty. So teach your children, please. Thank you. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguide.com. Thanks for listening.
Give them a call, folks. It's warm now. It's warm. If you one of those said, hey, I'm going to call you when it's warm, you can call Jim right now. And ndflagpoleguide.com is the website. ndflagpoleguide.com. Check that out. A nice website. And, or if you prefer, you can give them a call at 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you, everybody.
A little light on liberty with our friend Jim, the flagpole guy. Charles in Carrington, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling in. I'm kind of hello?
I got you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm calling in because I was wondering about this Miriam Carey that got killed at the White House in 2013. And I was wondering who the FBI director was at that time. And was it wrongful death suit filed on that? And if so, was it paid by the taxpayer?
Yeah, I don't know that I know what you're talking about. You're saying someone died at the White House in 2013?
At one of the gates going into the White House. October 3rd, 2013, and Miriam Carey, 34 years old. She was from Stanford, Connecticut.
Okay, was she trying to break into the White House? Why did she get shot? Why did she get killed?
She pulled up to the gate, and she had her baby in the car, and one of the guards went over and talked to her. And then she tried to leave, and they blocked her. And then the guard shot into the car saying that there was a bomb in the car or something. It was the reason he shot into the car, killed her, missed the baby. And I'm just wondering whatever came of that, because it was killed quick.
Yeah, good question.
I wondered who was the FBI director at that time.
That would have been Eric Holder, wouldn't it? Holder. I think that had to be Holder. He was there for a good chunk of the Obama administration, came late. So I would think it would be him, I would guess. But I don't know. I've not heard anything about it, Charles. Appreciate the call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.